church too, but I'm not done with Jesus.
So the woman said she's in a Baptist church. She said, I'm done with church, but I'm not done with Jesus.
Church, but he talked to her, and she said, when he presented the invitation to come to church, he said she was done with church, and he said, I'm done with church too, but I'm not done with Jesus. It's not about the church and the religion, it's about Jesus.
The pastor said that. The Baptist pastor said that, yeah. The problem with that is that's hypocrisy, because when he says he's done with church, I'm assuming he means the ways of man, the religious system, the building, while he's sitting there and propping that up. Because here's a question. He's a Baptist pastor. Where did the Baptist faith come from? When was it created? What's the first Baptist church we know of? Do you know when it was?
No.
1600s. That's 1,600 years after Jesus and Paul, he commissioned Paul to start his New Testament body. And the Baptists, there's all different flavors, but a lot of Baptists teach false doctrines. Like, I'll give you a good example. Most of the Baptists I run into believe in once saved, always saved. That's an absolute heretical doctrine. Nowhere does the Bible say that. Jesus said you had to endure to be saved. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, you have the hope of the gospel if you keep in remembrance what I've told you, lest you believed in vain. So these Calvinistic mindsets are in many Baptist churches. Christmas is there. Easter is there. So worldliness is there.
You don't believe John 3:16.
Oh, I believe John 3:16 and more. John 3:16 says God sent his son into the world. Whoever believe on him shall not perish. But here's the thing. Jesus said we live by every word of the mouth of God, not just one verse. And what does believe mean? What did believe mean to Jesus? Just have a head knowledge? Or did he believe? Did he say, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me?
Something else the minister said this morning that...
He's hypocritical.
God is a God of second chances and third chances and fourth
chances. Yes. But guess what? Those chances run out if you keep living in sin. You have to repent and leave sin. If you stay in false man-made religion and you die and stand before him, in Mark 7, you're eating your lunch, I don't want to bother you. I'll leave you with this. In Mark 7, he tells the Pharisees, you worship me in vain for your keeping of man-made traditions. Baptist faith is in vain. Roman Catholic faith is in vain. Jehovah's Witness is in vain. Any other faith system outside of his truth is in vain. You must repent of that and come out of it and walk in spirit and truth.
So, James, what is your faith system?
Well, you can go on my website, read all about it, because I teach all about it and I tell all about, because people ask that. My faith system is the New Testament body that Christ started, and I fellowship, because I travel full time, I fellowship with saints all over the world in an online forum if we were all in one place.
You have a base?
No, my wife and I van dwell. We sold everything we owned to go into the world and preach the gospel.
So, where did you grow up?
I grew up in central Wisconsin, and then we lived in central Missouri for a while. But for the last 3 years, we sold everything, and we are self-funded. No one funds us. I fund myself. And we go into the world. We go to street fairs. We go to religious places. We might stand out at the curb at a Baptist church with gospel signs. We go out in the world. We do festivals. We go to big events. We go to small events. And then we witness one-on-one like this. I couldn't help but notice when I came to get coffee, I saw you praying over your food. So I thought, oh, there's a man of faith. And I thought, oh, if the door opens, I'll witness to him. So we do things like that, and we have a large teaching website. So we believe that saints have to gather biblically in holiness and obedience, and that's part of the gospel. What we tell people is that by Christ's blood, you have to come to faith. Most everybody believes with that. His resurrection for the forgiveness of sin and defeating death. But that's where we differ from man-made religion, because most of them stop there, and they say, well, believe on Jesus and you're saved. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible says he's our foundation. We start with him, his death, burial, resurrection. Then his first ministry words were, repent. Without repentance, no one will see the kingdom of God. And Satan believes, the demons and his minions believe, but they're not willing to follow or repent. Repentance is a changing of your mind and then a changing of your ways, which means you leave all false ways. We already talked about some. Christmas, Easter, Calvinism, Sunday church. Can I finish the gospel? So by faith, you believe, then you repent. When you repent, you're willing to leave all your flesh behind. You're willing to leave all the culture's ways behind. You're willing to test all the man-made religious ways and conform to God's word. And in Acts 5:32, hardly nobody quotes this. In Acts 5:32, it says, God gives the Holy Spirit to just anyone that believes. It doesn't say that. You know what it says? God gives the Holy Spirit to them who obey him. So by faith and repentance, God gives you the Holy Spirit when he sees a willing vessel ready to obey. Most American churchgoers are not born again. You know why? They won't obey God. They're not even born again. The fruit we can see. So by faith and repentance, you're born again. The fruit that you're born again is, I'm looking at a tree out there. If that's an oak tree, I expect to see it loaded with acorns, not thistles. And so the fruit that you're born of God is your word and your ways and your life and your practices match his word, not the Baptist faith, not the Roman Catholic faith, not anyone else's faith. Yeah. So almost done. Holiness and obedience is the fruit that you're born of God. And then you have to endure in all of that till the end. If you don't endure in all of that, have you ever been married?
Yes.
Does a marriage have to endure?
Yes.
If it doesn't, what happens? Death or divorce? We must endure every single day. That's the gospel. It's on that card. And that's what I teach. And again, I kind of started out when I said that to you, is that America is awash in either secular thought or false man-made religious thought.
Well, there's something you mentioned about man-made religion. I think there's a lot in the religions. And I've had some dealings. My first wife was Catholic, and I had a lady friend here some years ago who was Catholic, and the Catholics have a lot of man-made laws.
Of course they do. I stand against the Catholics, but the Baptists do too.
Yes, they all do.
And what did Jesus say in Mark 7? If you keep false man-made traditions, what does it do? Promote your worship, or does it make it in vain?
In vain.
So when you go to the Baptist church, it's in vain. Tell you what, you got my contact. You've been gracious.
Question.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't celebrate Christmas?
Oh, no.
The birth of Christ? Why?
Oh, no. We rejoice in Christ every day by preaching him crucified. Paul said, proclaim his death till he comes. Not one saint in the Bible, after the historical account of his birth, not one saint in the Bible, Paul, Peter, John, Luke, Matthew, not one of them celebrated Christmas every year as an annual event. Do you know where that comes from? It comes from the merging of the sun god worship. You know that? Do you know December 25th was the sun god worship and they merged it with Christianity? Did you know that? That's true.
My pastor of my church in Largo, I just moved recently, and his main message is who Jesus was and what he came to do.
Right.
And he said that you can't celebrate Christmas without attaching it to Easter, because Christ was born for Easter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again, we're to imitate. In 1 Corinthians, it says imitate Christ, and Paul says imitate me as I imitate Christ. Paul never kept Christmas, and it's a pagan holiday that was merged together. So to keep it, once again, it makes your worship in vain. And the culture doesn't teach people how to live. It doesn't teach them how to dress. It doesn't teach them to avoid entertainment. Look at the American church system. It'll go to Sunday worship and say they love God. And then it'll go home and click on the vile NFL, violent football games that are linked to the LGBTQ abortion industry, and they go and watch that. How do you mix the holy with the profane, sir? You don't. You can't be that way. God will spew people out of his mouth as lukewarm. You must repent, cleanse your entire life. That's what my website helps people do for free. I don't take people's money.
You think that there are people that worship, their worship is the NFL?
They're worshiping the NFL. It doesn't matter. They're putting idle things before their eyes. They actually give the NFL, they give your pastor on Sunday about 35, 40 minutes for a sermon. They go home and watch football games that last 2 and 3 and 5 and 6 hours. They watch Netflix. I used to be all that. I know all that. I'm an expert at it because I used to be that. I was a carnal, worldly man, a drunkard and a fighter and a TV watcher and a fornicator and whatever else you could imagine. And I had to repent of all that to follow Christ. See, you must get your life in line with the Savior. I'd encourage you, go to my website, go to the teaching blog, challenge and look up anything I teach, and I'd love to hear, like your pastor, heaven come, we'll do a three-way phone call. I'd love to sit down and we'll talk about the scriptures and reason. But I love you enough to love your soul to tell you, you've got to come out of that system or you're going to lose your soul.
Well, James, nice to meet you. And I have to tell you, I have a brother named James.
Oh, okay. I hope to hear from you sometime.
My name is Thomas.
Thomas, I love your soul and I hope to hear from you.
Thank you.
God be praised.
Have a great day.
Check out my website. Repent and obey the gospel.
Yeah.